From JMI Wealth this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Jeez, I tell you what, all the heavy hitters are out this week, aren't they?
They are. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the long weekend. It's challenging, isn't it, when you have lockdown and cruddy weather, but at least you had two things to look forward to this weekend. You had your Formula One, which no doubt you watched, but also, also, you will have had the anticipation of this bumper week we've got in front of us for US corporate earnings. That would have got you through the weekend. A very big week this week. Just want to highlight, I want to highlight a couple of significant events as well, the Apple privacy changes, we're going to talk briefly about Tesla. Yes, but you've got 25% of the constituents of the S&P 500 releasing their earnings report this week, and a very good range and breadth of companies. So you've got the big tech companies, you've got Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Alphabet, Microsoft, they're all standing up to the plate. But also lots of, there's the consumer industrials as well. We've got GE, Boeing, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Starbucks, Caterpillar, they're all there. So lots of potential for market moving announcements. A sprinkling of second string economic data as well in the world's biggest economy. And of course, lurking around in the background, we've got Glasgow with all the loom news there for the UN climate summit. So look, I just wanted to touch on this reminder at the end of last week we got of just how much influence Apple has at the moment. So I'm going to talk about Snap. Now, Snap is the listed entity, the company that owns the popular messaging app Snapchat. Now, they revealed at the end of last week that this Apple privacy change is really denting its ad business. And when I say really denting, I mean it. Their share price got absolutely hammered on Friday, fell 27%, worst day ever for that share price. And then you got the contagion effect across other social media stocks as well. So Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all down around 5%. And I saw an estimate that around $150 billion was wiped off the social media share market capitalization. So that Apple privacy feature, this is the one that allows you to opt out of being tracked by apps, which then makes it a lot harder for those app owners to target advertising at you, and certainly for Snap, a profound effect. Now, Apple's reporting this week, Mike, so we will, of course, be very interesting to see how well their advertising business is going, and it wouldn't be a huge surprise to see very strong numbers there. Janet Yellen, also in the headlines, talking about inflation will fall to acceptable levels late second half of 2022. The US is not losing control, and I just want to point out, Mike, Tesla share price, Elon Musk, very happy man, the Tesla share price up 8% overnight, all-time high, $991 for that share price as I look at it. They now have a $1 trillion market value, and it's announced overnight that Hertz, they are going to electrify their fleet. So the first step of doing that, a wee order for 100,000 Teslas. That's $4.2 billion worth of revenue, largest EV order. That's a nice way to wake up for the week, isn't it? Can I have 100,000 Teslas, please?
Yeah, delivery might be an issue, but that's for another day. Domestically, what happens this week?
Not much. Pretty quiet week, actually. We've got a very quiet week from a data point of view. Shortened week, of course, as well. But we've got some trade data midweek, the full ANZ business outlook results, so not much more. So that will keep the spotlight on the offshore events and, of course, the progress of COVID, vaccinations, case numbers. And for those of us battling away here, how many more days locked up in Auckland with no idea when we can leave the city, but which alert system will actually be operating under at the end of end of November. And Mike, we did see some fixed rate mortgage changes late last week. That pressure on interest rates doesn't look like it's going to let up. And the next key event there, I just want to point this out, is not until the 24th of November. That's the monetary policy statement from the Reserve Bank. And that's the last update we get until February. Ooh. So that looms as being a pretty large and pretty pivotal.
25 or 50?
They may have to go 50, yeah. But we'll think about that.
Okay, what are the numbers?
It's all good, actually, this morning. The Dow Jones, 35,776. It's up 97 points. The S&P 500, 4,568, up 23. And the Nasdaq, 15,230, up 139 points overnight. Now, that's a 0.88% rise there. The FTSE 100 gained 18, 7,222. The Nikkei lost 204 points, 28,600. Shanghai Composite up 27, 3,609 was the close there. The Aussies yesterday gained 26,7441. Of course, we didn't trade, but on Friday we lost 33, closing at 13,093, lost about 0.25%, but should go up today. Kiwi dollar 0.7158 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9557 Aussie, 0.6167 euro, 0.5202 pounds, 81.4 against the yen. Gold up over 1,800, 1,807.16, and Brent crude remaining strong, $85.85.
Catch up midweek. See you tomorrow, jmowealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.